Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama is in Nairobi, Kenya, his ancestral home, where he is greeted, that is, on Friday night on the tarmac by Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta. Mr. Obama later had dinner with his step-grandmother, his sister, and other relatives. This is his first trip to Kenya as president. Kenyan Deputy President William Ruto says that means a lot to Kenyans.
President Obama is not just any other American president. He has African roots, and more specifically Kenyan roots. And so it is significant in a very different way.
President Obama addresses the Global Entrepreneurship Summit that will be later today in Nairobi. After that, he travels to Ethiopia. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says if American lawmakers vote down a deal on Iran's nuclear program, it would give Iran the green light to develop a nuclear bomb. Speaking at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York, Mr. Kerry said congressional rejection of the deal would undermine President Obama's ability to act worldwide.
I mean, it's a repudiation of President Obama's initiative and a statement that when the Executive Department negotiates, doesn't mean anything anymore because we have 535 Secretaries of State.
Congress has just over 50 days to accept or reject the Iran nuclear deal. President Obama has threatened to veto any legislation that does not endorse the pact. It would take a two-thirds majority in both houses of Congress to override the presidential veto. And U.S. officials denying a report by the Wall Street Journal that says the Obama administration is preparing to release convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard early to help ease tensions with Israel. Burundi's president, Pierre Nkurunziza, has won a third term in office amid continued controversy over whether his re-election is constitutional. Mr. Nkurunziza won 69% of the vote. United States and Britain have condemned Tuesday's vote as not credible due to pre-election violence amid intimidation of opposition groups and questions over whether the president is violating the Constitution's two-term limit. Turkish jets have struck Islamic State targets in Syria that attack following a deadly clash between jihadists and Turkish soldiers on the Syrian border. More now from Dorian Jones.
In Istanbul and several other cities, police carried out over 100 dawn raids. More than 200 people have been detained in the sweep. The operations were aimed at both the Islamic State militant group and the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK. At least one person has been reported killed. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said the raids were part of a widening operation. The raids follows Monday's deadly bombing by a suspected IS suicide bomber that killed 32 people, many of whom were Kurds. In retaliation, Kurdish militants killed two police officers they accused of collaborating with the jihadists. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned the PKK that Turkey was in a new era and that the PKK had to immediately lay down its arms or face fatal consequences. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. military says it killed a top al-Qaeda commander in an airstrike earlier this month in southeastern Afghanistan. Pentagon confirmed that Abu Qail al-Sudani, a high-ranking al-Qaeda operational commander, was killed by a U.S. airstrike in Patika province on July the 11th. Colonel Pat Ryder is a spokesman for the U.S. Central Command, which oversees operations in Afghanistan.
The death of al-Sudani denies al-Qaeda a well-connected, proven operational planner and leader. And so certainly this will at least temporarily disrupt their ability to conduct attacks.
Pentagon described al-Sudani as the head of the Sunni militant group's suicide and explosive operation, adding that he was directly linked to plotting attacks on the U.S., Afghan, and Pakistani forces. The gunman who opened fire at a U.S. movie theater on Thursday is said to have had a long history of serious anger issues and mental illness. Police in the town of Lafayette, Louisiana, said Friday that the 59-year-old John Russell Hauser legally bought the handgun, which he used to kill two young women and wound nine other people. There is no word right now on any possible motive. You can get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with some of the participants in the 2015 Newport Jazz Festival. That's the focus of this edition of Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, your host. Join me. For over six decades now, lovers of jazz have gathered at the beautiful port city of Newport, Rhode Island on the eastern coast of the United States of America for the grandfather of all jazz festivals, the Newport Jazz Festival. And this year, three wonderful days, Friday the 31st of July and Saturday and Sunday the 1st and 2nd of August, will be filled with wonderful performances on various stages in Newport. I'm going to give you some conversation with a couple of the participating artists during this next hour, and music from as many of the artists who'll be playing this year as I possibly can. So let's get started right away with an artist from New Orleans carrying on the tradition, pianist and vocalist Mac Rebenack, also known as Dr. John. Now, he was to play last year's festival, but because of illness, he had to cancel. He's back and ready to go with his Dr. John and the Night Trippers, sounding a bit like this from his album Skedat Didat, The Spirit of Satch, his celebration of Louis Armstrong, also known as Satchmo. Here's his classic version of the classic song, When You're Smiling, the Whole World Smiles With You. And I know a lot of fans of jazz will be smiling as they listen to Dr. John at this year's Newport Jazz Festival. Thank you.
Thank you.
live album, The Elephant Sleeps But Still Remembers. The song is Entranced Androids. Two of the great masters of modern jazz. Jack DeJohnette, the master drummer and composer, and guitarist Bill Frisell coming together for that performance. They'll both be performing at the 2015 Newport Jazz Festival, but in separate concerts. Jack DeJohnette will bring his performance, his newest work titled Made in Chicago, to the Fort Stage on Saturday, August the 1st, and on the final day of this year's festival, Sunday, August 2nd, at Fort Adams State Park. It'll be the Bill Frisell Trio with Tony Scheer and Kenny Wollinson joining with him. Let's enjoy some conversation I had with Bill Frisell at the Newport Jazz Festival, and then here's some work from his latest release, Guitar in the Space Age, here on VOA's Jazz America. I'm with the busiest man at Newport this year's festival, for sure, Bill Frisell. Thank you for taking a moment to talk with us.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
It was three shows. Nobody else did as many programs as you have. They put you to work here. I hope you got paid the right amount of money for all this work. Your performance with the band in celebration of the music of John Lennon, All We Are Saying, and then a performance with the Bad Plus. That was most interesting. And then a duet with Jenny Scheinman. So, wow, that's the essence of festivals, getting together with your old friends and doing as many different shows as you can.
Yeah, yeah, it's just been fantastic. Just doesn't feel like work, that part. You know, I just go from one thing to another and get to play. So it's amazing.
Festivals, I've said this to a lot of folks, and I'll toss this out to you. It seems to me that the festival scene all around the world, and certainly every town in the USA has a jazz festival, it seems, is putting more life's blood into jazz than most anything else at this point in history. Would you agree with that?
Oh, wow. I guess, boy, that's, I don't know what's happening. You know, I'm 61 years old, and I think that I never would have dreamed that here I am playing at this thing, you know, and then seeing the Jazz on a Summer's Day film and all that. There's so much history here. I can't believe I get to play here.
Thank you. These days, the grandfather of all jazz festivals, the Newport Jazz Festival, prides itself in presenting every facet of jazz around today, including the more experimental. There's saxophonist Steve Lehman with a song from his album Damien as Posthuman, the song Logic Michelle. From the more experimental to the more traditional, here is the great pianist Fred Hirsch, who'll be bringing his trio of John Hebert on bass and Eric McPherson on the drums to the stage of the Newport Jazz Festival to perform on Sunday, August the 2nd. Here's from their latest release, Floating, the song Home Fries on Jazz America from VOA 1. The great pianist Fred Hirsch and his trio performing at the Newport Jazz Festival this year. Russ Davis here, and I hope you're enjoying all the music, well, as much as I can possibly fit in, from artists performing at the festival, and a brand new NEA Jazzmaster will be taking the stage at Newport. You'll hear his music next. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently, which reads as follows. Good evening. My name is Hamid Mohammed from Iraq. I wish to be a new friend to the program. Do you accept me as a new friend? If yes, I wish to know who is the first one to present this kind of music. Thanks. Well, thank you, and yes, you know, you are certainly welcome as a new friend of Jazz America. And to answer your question, who was the first one to present this kind of music? Well, if you mean to present it on The Voice of America, that would be my predecessor, Willis Conover, who took the stage at the Newport Jazz Festival many times to proudly present and bring on artists at the concert over the years. And I will certainly be proud to do the same thing and follow in his footsteps. Now, if you mean the first to present this kind of music in general to the world, well, it's hard to say, but the person who claims to have invented jazz is a man from New Orleans, the pianist Jelly Roll Morton, who said that because he played between the beats, syncopation, and made it up as he went along, in other words, improvising with the traditional sounds of music that were already established, he said he was the one that created jazz. And I'll be happy to play some Jelly Roll Morton for you in the future here on Jazz America, as I have in the past as well, just to give you some jazz history. But on this edition of the program, I want to give you music from artists performing at this year's Newport Jazz Festival. And one of them has certainly made history over the years and was just named NEA Jazzmaster not long ago. He is the great saxophonist Lou Donaldson, who'll be one of the last performers on the final day, Sunday, August the 2nd, at Fort Adams State Park in Newport, playing something like this from his album, Midnight Creeper. Here's the song, Dapper Dan.
of steel service. Hammer's gonna be the death of me. This hammer's gonna be the death of me. Hammer's gonna be the death of me. Hammer's gonna be the death of me. John Henry said to his captain, now a man ain't nothing but a man. Before I let your steel drill bring me down, I will die with that hammer in my, I'll die with that hammer in my hand. I'll die with that hammer in my hand. I'll die with that hammer in my hand. John Henry said he was shaker. Now shaker, why don't you sing? I'm shaking 12 pounds from my hip on down. Now don't you hear that cold steel ring? Don't you hear that cold steel ring? Don't you hear that cold steel ring? Don't you hear that cold steel
That's the classic song John Henry, interpretation by one of the great up-and-coming young vocalists in jazz today, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, from her album Woman Child. She's just one of the great vocalists who will be performing at the Newport Jazz Festival this year. I've played some of them for you already on this program. Also performing this year, Jamie Cullum, Josie James, and others. There's also going to be a Latin side, as always, to the music presented at Newport this year, including Arturo O'Farrell's Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra with Rudresh Mahanthapa joining with him. Michelle Camilo, the great pianist, is going to be doing a duo performance with the great pianist Hiromi from Japan. And Michelle will be special guest with Conrad Herwig performing the Latin side of the music of Horace Silver. I saw Conrad Herwig there at the Newport Jazz Festival not long ago and had this conversation with him. We'll follow that with some of his wonderful Latin-flavored big band work.
I think I was blessed because I'm a sort of a child of the 60s and the 70s.
And, you and me, brother.
And all that music was still hugely popular. And then, you know, I aspired to play in big bands, and mm-hmm. I was, you know, also blessed to play with Clark Terry and Buddy Rich and a lot of people like that. So it was a great, great experience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's interesting because, like with Dizzy Gillespie, he really was, you know, I mean, we know he was an innovator and, I mean, in jazz, but, you know, in Afro-Cuban jazz, those collaborations with Chano Pozo and Mario Bauza was, you know, they were legendary. Blood brothers, and it was legendary. And so all that music, you know, it's hard to say, you know, which came first, the chicken or the egg, you know, that Afro-Caribbean and Afro-Cuban music and jazz have a perfect, you know, organic melting point. Mm-hmm. And so, and it interests me. Sometimes people say, well, would you rather play Latin music or would you rather play jazz? And I say, well, there's no difference. It's all music. The same. It's
right,
just music.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, as long as you can, like, play some solos and play some, you know, some riffs and play some mambos and play some monias and improvise. And so it is a blessing.
Well, folks listening around the world on Voice of America and Mojo Radio, you just got a master class and a history lesson from one of the greats, a guy who blows through plumbing most effectively, great trombonist, composer, band leader, and arranger, Conrad Herwig. And Conrad, thank you for the time, thank you for your artistry, and looking forward to the Latin side of Joe Henderson with Joe Lovano. Can't wait, I'll be playing some as soon as we finish this conversation for folks, as soon as I get my hands on it.
All right, well, thank you so much, and you know, Voice of America is, my father was in the military, and it's very meaningful to me. I lived as a small child in Vietnam. I lived in military posts all over, you know, around the world in Hawaii. So you're doing a great service to humanity and to jazz and to, you know, the world. So I appreciate it greatly, and I hope everyone just keeps listening to live music and listening to jazz. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Conrad.
Thank you.
Conrad Herlig with Blue Bossa, Joe Henderson's classic song. I wish I had time for all the musicians playing in Newport this year. I've only got time for one more. Here's the great saxophonist Kenny Garrett, the title cut from Happy People on Jazz America from VOA 1. Kenny Garrett will be one of the last performers on Saturday, the 1st of August at Fort Adams State Park for the 2015 Newport Jazz Festival. Just search for Newport Jazz Festival and you'll get the entire lineup. This is Russ Davis. It's festival season, but it's also, in New York City, always the season to go into the jazz clubs and hear great music, as I did recently. I went to the Blue Note in New York City, and there I had a chance to listen to and speak to Jason Miles and trumpeter Ingrid Jensen. They've collaborated on a new release called Kind of New in celebration of the spirit of Miles Davis. I'll share that with you next week on Jazz America, and I hope you'll join me then.